God. Get your homeless ass out of here. If, unless you're being abused. If you're being abused, get out. But if you just want to leave, don't leave. Because you, one of my girlfriends, she married for 20 years. Came to me in confidence. Hey, friend, I said, what's up? I'm going to leave David. I said, why? Because I'm bored. I said, huh? I'm leaving him because I'm bored. She ain't worked. They've been married for 20 years. She ain't worked in 20 years. They got 3 kids. He told her, once you, we have kids, I don't want you working. I want you to be a stay-at-home mom, take care of these kids. And that's what she's done. From what I see, she's lived a pretty good lifestyle. I said, why you want to leave him? She said, you know, I said, is he hitting you? No. Is he cheating? No. Is it not working? No, it's fine. Why are you leaving? She said, because I'm bored. I'm like, it's just a pottery class right up the street. There's all kinds of things to do. You don't leave this good man because you're bored. At the time when she told me I was single. So every few weeks I checked in. Hey, friend, what's up? How you doing? I'm good. How's David doing? Girl, I'm still going to leave. I'm bored. I ain't told him yet. All right. 2 weeks later. Hey, friend, what's up? How's everything going? Everything's good. Did you talk to him yet? Girl, I'm going to tell him this week. I got to let him know because I'm ready to go. All right. A few weeks later, I hit her up. She said, why the fuck you keep asking me about my husband? I'm like, because, bitch, I'll take them. If you don't want them, give them to me. Like, I'll take them bald-headed ass kids to school. I don't give a shit. I know how to pack a lunch. I'll share that mother. You'll be in relationships. Hold on. Y'all be thinking it's better on the other side. Ain't shit on the other side. That's a picture. Stay where you at. People always ask me when I know I'm in the back of the relationship. They always say, what were some of the fun things you enjoyed doing? Let me tell you this. Women who've been single for a long time, that's dangerous. I know some women in here, they be like, I've been single for 10 years and I'm happy. Lies. You're happy in the daytime, but at nighttime, that weighted blanket don't do what you think it's gonna do. That rose is all fun and games till you nut it out and now you got to sleep by yourself. It's cold in there, ain't it? Some of y'all been single for so long, you got 4 different color roses. Why you got 4 different colors? And somebody in here feeling tapped. I feel you staring at me. You've been single for too long, it's dangerous. Why? Because you get used to you. I was single for 2 years, by myself in my house for 2 years. I'm used to myself. Now, how come a man want to come into your life and you have a hard time letting him in because you're used to being by yourself? I was talking to a dude, we together, his birthday came up. I told him for his birthday he could just spend the night in my house because every time we had a good time, I always went to his house. I didn't want nobody in my space. But it's his birthday, his job is an hour from his house, about 15 minutes from mine. So I said, you know what, for your birthday, I'm going to take you out, I'm going to do all the things you like, and then you can just stay at my house for the night because it's just closer to your job. He said, cool. I forgot I said that. His birthday come, he drive to my house, we switch cars, I let him get in the passenger seat, I treat him like a little, you know, passenger prince. I drive him to dinner, buy him the gifts that he want, had dinner, had a great time. We get back to my house at about 8 p.m. because he got to be working 3:30, so we went to dinner at 6. We get to my house at 8 p.m., I get out my car thinking he going to get his car, and I get to my doorstep, this motherfucker behind me. With his little spending the night bag. Men be having spending the night bags. Don't be sitting there with a toothbrush and a PlayStation, but they be having the bag. You ever went on vacation with your dude and he just got all kinds of toiletries? You're like, where the fuck you buy this from? He's standing there. I said, hey, man, where you going? He's like, I'm coming in the house. I said, why are you doing that? He said, because you told me I could spend the night at your house for my birthday. I was like, I said that? He's like, yeah, babe, you said that. So he showed me the text. I said it. I said, oh, okay, you know what? It must have slipped my mind. I got to play it off. Come on in. He'd been there before me. He ain't never really spent the night because I always had fun time at his house. He get inside. He like, I'm going to put my bag in the bedroom. I said, well, no, just walk it into the bedroom and put it in the closet. He said, okay. I'm sitting in the kitchen drinking some juice because I got to prepare myself for the fact that this man going to be in my space. And that's okay because I invited him here and I got to remind myself that I want him here. I want him here. He coming to the kitchen. He like, what you doing in here? I'm like, drinking juice? I'm gonna go ahead and get me some juice. I'm like, go ahead. And I'm watching him. I'm like, where the fuck is you going? He walk into my fridge. He open the fridge. I'm like, hey man, what you What you doing in there? He's like, I'm about to give me some juice. I'm like, you ain't bring your own juice? You just gonna drink them all my... Because men don't drink a cup of juice. They drink cups of juice. And because I was living by myself at the time, my juice is calculated. You done drank my Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, mother... Now I'm on Amazon Fresh ordering new juice. I got the new Ninja Margarita machine. Yeah. So now it's about 8:15 and I said, hey, you wanna have a margarita? He said, sure. So we drinking margaritas. We sitting on the edge of my bed, we watching Pop the Balloon. That's wow. The people on there be so unrealistic with their expectations, and it's so fucked up because you can walk out and you'll be full of confidence. You walk out, it'd be like pop, 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 pop. You ever see that in their face? They be like, that shit is dramatic. We fall asleep on the edge of the bed. We sleep by 9:45. He got to get up at 3:30 to start getting ready for work. I wake up in the middle of the night. I forgot he there. I look over and guess what? He there. Just sleeping, smiling in his sleep. Women, there's two things that happen when we see you and you smiling in your sleep. One is we look at you and we go, aw, I love him. And the other one, we start thinking of fucked up shit that you did. We be looking at you like, I should punch him in his face. But punch him real hard and go to sleep on your end so he don't know. I leave him. I leave him, I let him sleep. He wake up at 3:30. He said, I'm gonna give him a kiss on my forehead. I'm gonna get in the shower. I said, go ahead. He get in the shower. I'm cool with him in the shower. It bothered me a little because I got two other bathrooms, but I shut the fuck up. Okay. He in my shower, okay. I got pissed off when I started smelling my soap. I wasn't even mad that you used my soap, but mad that you used the wrong soap because it's 3:30 in the morning. Why the fuck are you using my Bath and Body eucalyptus spearmint soap? That's a nighttime soap. You're going to be tired at work. That's for relaxation, stupid. Then I start seeing steam come from under the door. I'm like, I know this motherfucker not using my hot water. I don't say right? Fine, whatever. I go into the kitchen, I start packing lunch. I'm a lunch packer. I take pride in packing a motherfucking lunch. It's something about a man going to work and opening up a lunchbox full of shit. That you pack, it just do it for me. I can't speak for every woman. I pack lunch. We went out to eat for his birthday, but I had made something the day before, and he was like, I like that. Can you save me some? So I said, cool. So while he in the shower, I'm packing his lunch, I'm listening to some music, I'm buttering a croissant on a pan in the stove, just so you can have a little something to eat on the way, because I'm not about to make no whole breakfast. You drank my juice, you mother. My fruit dish, one apple. I like apples. He come out, I pack his lunch. And for the women who in here be like, let me tell you something. I pack lunches. It's something about a man sitting in the break room and his friend is like, I'm gonna eat some pizza. What you got? I got ribs, yellow rice, cheddar broccoli. It's something about that lunch. And one lady was like, well, what about his work wife? Let me tell you something. When you pack a man lunch, ain't no work wife. You know why? Because the women at work ain't stupid. They looking at that man like, if a woman got up, whether it was last night or this morning, and packed your bald-headed ass with some lunch to take to work, that means if she find out you got a work wife, she don't give a f***. She gonna come here and beat my ass. I don't want no problems with no woman who packing lunch. They don't play about their man. Pack his lunch. He comes out. He give me a kiss. He said, I'm running late. Thank you so much. And he goes to the door. I hug him at the door. He get in his car. I turn back around. My Apple on. That's it. I'm pissed off. I call him. I say, hey, motherfucker. He said, what's up? I said, you ate my goddamn apple? He said, why are you yelling at me? I grabbed the apple on my way out when I took the trash. I said, huh? He said, I took the trash out. I said, oh, okay. He said, you call him. Is there something else that you wanted? I was like, I just wanted to tell you that when you come back, I'm going to have more apples for you when you get back. You take it in the trash. Well, the grass needs to be if you want to.